Members of the Alliance for a Just Rebuilding Coalition were in Albany today for the governor's State of the State address. Yesterday, the coalition of more than 50 labor and community organizations rallied at New York City Hall, where they demanded a voice on the various commissions appointed by the governor that will call the shots on how and where federal dollars are used to aid in the hurricane recovery. WBAI's Linda Perry has more.
People on the ground, those dealing with storm damage, people who are homeless because of Sandy, or who have been relocated from their communities, NYCHA residents in homes awaiting repairs. These are but some of the voices absent from Governor Cuomo's four commissions set up to analyze and assess how to deal with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. These commissions are closed. The Alliance for a Just Rebuilding wants participation in these commissions, and they want the commissions opened up. Pastor Michael Deere in Far Rockaway is one of the residents affected by Sandy who knows firsthand how bad it got for residents.
We have people who have had medical issues. Me personally, my daughter has hypoplastic left heart syndrome. A three-year-old daughter had to have two open heart surgeries. And you can imagine my distress at having her go through a Sandy. And after everything took place and in the rebuilding process, they had to sleep in snowsuits. And she's very susceptible to lung-borne illnesses, you know, colds and bronchitis, things like that. So that was my main concern. And I could only imagine other families who were going through the same things. And I mean, let's talk about the heat, lack of heat. You know, the first day, the second day, it's like survival. You know, your body kicks in. But after a while, it just becomes this nagging annoyance to not have heat, which we feel it should be a basic necessity for survival. Also, mold remediation, that's another concern as a father for my daughter who has this issue. She's very susceptible to a mold inhalation. So I can definitely identify with the many people and families and citizens that we represent here because of how unspoken of an issue it might be with disastrous effects if unaddressed.
Jesse Lehman with Citizen Action of New York says as New York is recovering from Sandy, it's most important that we look after the people who were severely affected.
And that really means the people who, even before the storm, you know, had the most difficulty making rent and, you know, living in unsafe conditions and are going to have the hardest time rebuilding because they don't have the savings to pay for it themselves. And because in many cases, you know, the city and private landowners or landlords are not providing what they need to provide. You know, so we need to encourage rebuilding and really remediation of some serious problems right now, like mold. In a lot of housing.
One of the groups involved with the Alliance is the New York Nurses Association. They have been out in the field dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. They are finding that cutbacks in health services are severely impacting the health of those whose health is already at risk. Patricia Kane is an RN and leader of the NYSNA, the New York State Nurses Association. She says she doesn't know what people on the ground have been exposed to.
We want to make sure this commission monitors their health long term. We all saw what happened with 9/11. We don't want a repeat of that. We see people monitoring our air, our environment out in the community. We don't know what the results of those tests are. We need to take care of our community right now. We need to see these people through this crisis. And we also need to make sure that the people that are helping are safe and taken care of. During the disaster, the government had the emergency prescription program. That expired December 31st. Over 5,000 people who didn't have insurance were helped by that program in New York State. Over 2,000 people were helped by that program in New Jersey. That program ended December 31st.
That ain't right.
And these were uninsured people. That doesn't even approach the number of people that didn't qualify for that coverage because they had some form of insurance, but they were underinsured. Who's following up with them? Is this commission going to do that? We want to make sure that we speak for the people who are underinsured and uninsured who need health care, who need ongoing care as a result of the storm and from before the storm.
Right.
Councilmember Melissa Mark-Veverito says, we all know there's great income inequity in the city. New York State has the largest income disparity in the country. She says the storm has visibly illustrated the disparity.
Areas that are low income, very working class, that are removed from basic infrastructure, transportation, et cetera, have suffered greatly and continue to suffer. That hasn't been rectified. It's been slow to get services to them. It's been slow to get supplies to them and to rectify some of the ills like the mold, et cetera. So now that major decisions are being made with the distribution of millions and billions of dollars, the entities that are being set up to discuss how that is going to be done, how is money going to be distributed, has to include the voices of the impacted people, right, of the people that have been suffering this.
Virginia Deer is a Rockaway volunteer. She says the issues residents faced in Rockaway are the same issues faced in other parts of New York and New Jersey, which were hit by the storm. She created a sing-along for the Alliance for Just Rebuilding. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
Children living in mold, and you know that ain't right. So the people in the city are gonna stand and fight.